Bob Boylan, are you okay?
Yes, but you know I've been traveling a lot, right?
Right.
And so the Tiny Desk concert tour and book tour and this right. week non-com, a public radio convention.
Hopping so, on planes
hopping on
and
plane
trains.
And, train. And my band Danger Painters was playing Saturday night. So I had to get from Philly to D.C., not a big deal. You go on a train. It's 10:20 and I'm having breakfast with a friend and I look at my watch and I went, oh my God. My train leaves in 12 minutes, and I have to be home because it's our only rehearsal. Danger Painters, a band of men, have never, ever played together in a room before. We've made 8 albums, never played together. So this was our chance, our rehearsal. So we hop in a car, get to the train station. It's 10:30. I'm going, and I look up at the train. I say, New York, and they say, yeah. And I run down the train. I have 2 bags as I'm going down the steps. Mm-hmm. My briefcase
with your,
and my suitcase.
With your barbells in them that you carry with you everywhere.
And my camera. And I get down on the platform. The train is moving. The Amtrak person at the door looks at me and waves me toward the train. The
you
open
can do
door.
This. You can,
that's what she said. And I get 1 foot in the train, right? And I'm pulling my bag to get my so I can get my other foot and the rest of my body in the train. I see that I'm not going to make it, and I bail and I fall backwards onto the platform. They stop. The train. The woman looks at me and says, are you okay? I get up and I feel okay. I pull my stuff. She says, come. I get in the train. I'm like totally out of breath. She kept saying, you sure you're okay? You don't need a medic. I said, I think I'm fine. I feel fine. I'm just out of breath. Hang on. She says, great. Train starts to go. She says, let me see your ticket. And it's on my phone. I pull out my phone. The phone is completely smashed, right?
Oh.
But it works. I pull up my ticket. She scans my ticket. She says, you're on the wrong train.
Yeah. Classic Bob Boylan move.
I don't know what happened.
Where did you end up?
I wound up in Trenton, New Jersey, of which it gets in at 11:01. At 11:03, my train, I can see, as I get off the 11:01 hit in Trenton, I can see my train coming down the other track, the 11:00. I have 2 minutes to get to the other train. I run with all my stuff one more time. I get past the stairwell. I can't even find where the stairwell is. I yell in the middle of the train station, does anyone know where the stairs are to the train track? Somebody points away. I run downstairs. At this point, I'm not even sure that I was winding back on this very same train again because
right.
I was so turned around. I get on the train and I look up and there's the guy who would know. He's, you know, the guy who scans
the
tickets, right?
Yeah.
I said, where is this train going? The train's moving. He says, Mars.
Well, you got, was it the right train, in fact?
I couldn't even ask anymore. I pulled my phone out, all cracked and whatever. I opened the compass on it and it pointed south and I knew I was going the right way.
Oh my God. So, well, you know, I actually knew that you had fallen because I saw some tweet or Facebook post from you or something like that. And I thought, you poor old man, I hope you've haven't done any permanent damage. But then I heard this song and I thought of you because it's a little bit in part about getting older. It's like your body's starting to fall apart and it's losing interest in you. All right, it's by a guy who goes by the name Matt the Electrician.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Seaver. He's originally from San Francisco. He now lives in Austin, and he actually was an electrician and for many years would show up to his gigs at night all sweaty and dirty in his dirty clothes. He's like, hi, I'm Matt. I'm an electrician. He just got off his day job. And it just stuck. Anyway, he has a new single out called I Don't Have Anything to Do with My Hands. And it's a song that he recorded with Dana Falconberry.
Oh, wonderful.
Love her. She does the harmonies on this. Anyway, I'm just going to play it. Matt the Electrician, this one's for you, Bob. I don't have anything to do with my hands.
I don't have anything to do with my hands. Handstands and cartwheels I cannot manage. At my age now, I am going a little bit crazier than I remember going, gone. It's a Sunday, pick up, throw the dice away, pick up, Pick up, pick up where you left off. Breathing is everything, its own reward. But damn, I deserve some kind of reward. It's Sunday. Pick up, throw the dice away. Pick up, pick up.
Quite know how to take that, but I will.
Well, you know, as I was listening to that little tuba solo, or maybe it's a little trombone solo in the middle of it, I thought this could really be the soundtrack for Bob's life. You know, it's kind of playful and quirky, but as I've gotten older, I have really felt that, like the body starts to break up with you. You know, first it's the knees, like, I'm done, I'm out of here, you're on your own the rest of the way, you know. And the hands are like, you know, in this case, this guy doesn't have anything to do with his hands. I could be totally wrong about the meaning of this song, but it sure is what it feels like to me when I hear it. And I like the images that he conjures up here, a man who no longer has a relationship with his own hands. Some great harmonies in there too. Mm-hmm. That was Dana Falconberry. She makes this, you know, her last record was Lila Now, that came out in 2012. It was just this very playful, quirky, curious, sort of like a psychedelic fairy tale, and it's just perfect for this song. Anyway, Matt the Electrician, I Don't Have Anything to Do with My Hands. It is a single that he has released with Dana Falconberry, backed by another song called The Party.
This past September at the Americana Music Awards, I saw an artist. You know Shaky Graves, of course.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Played Shaky Graves. With Shaky Graves was singer Esme Patterson, who I didn't know. She had a band called Paper Bird. I missed that. She put out a solo album in 2014 called Woman and Woman. But this is a song that I saw her and Shaky Graves perform at the Americana Music Awards. It really knocked me out.
Well, I don't know. Girl, you and I both know the house is haunted.
So it's Dearly Departed. Maybe you remember the
song.
Yeah. Right. So I've been looking forward to seeing and hearing what she was going to do on her own, since I've missed all the other stuff that she did before. And she was in Philadelphia at NONCOM, the Non-Commercial Public Radio Conference that I just came from. And she played a song that I really loved. And there's a new album from her coming June 10th. So I want to play this song from Esme Patterson. The record, the album's called We Were Wild. And I'm going to play a song called Feel Right.
Something that don't feel right.
that don't feel right. You know one wants to feel something that don't feel right. Oh, no.
A nice, much more aggressive sound from Esme Patterson.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
It's nice, right? She played that at the World Cafe at WXPN as part of Noncom, closing out her set the other night, and it really knocked me out. It's also kind of not so different in from the Matt the Electrician song, and she describes the song as a sort of a disconnect, a dissonance between the mind and body.
Yeah,
as well, right?
That's a weird thing. Your brain keeps going and the body's just falling apart all around you. And you're like, well, this is weird. this imperfect vessel. I like that.
Esme Patterson, the record's called We Were Wild.
Maybe
it's falling apart.
Yeah. We were wild, but now we're falling apart.
Yeah, the album comes out June 10th.
So anyone who's known me for any amount of time has likely heard me whine on and on about my deep seething hatred for summer. Just how I hate the heat, I hate the humidity, I hate being sticky, I hate the bugs. I really hate everything about the summer. But my Lord, it has been raining here for just about a month straight now. So, I mean, literally, like, you have not seen Fireball in weeks, right? And I'm actually getting to a point where I'm ready for Fireball to come out for a little while.
I can help make that happen.
How can you make Fireball happen?
Well, you haven't asked me to help.
All right, would you please make the Fireball come out?
All right. Today we record the show on a Monday. Today is Monday. It is 4:30. It's May 23rd. Fireball. I know we've dissed you. We've pulled the shades on you.
Always draw the shades. I've shot at Fireball trying to knock it out of the sky, and it just won't go away.
Fireball, forgive us. Please, tomorrow on May 24th, rays of sunshine pour in. Robin, you got to keep the blinds open.
I'll keep them open. I want a little warmth, too, from Fireball.
I want you to tell me whether you tweet to the world tomorrow. I'm going to Nashville. I'm on my way somewhere else. You tell me.
I'll let you know if Fireball comes out, but it has been a long stretch. All of which is to say, I have a song from one of the sunniest bands of all time, The Monkees. The Monkees.
I go away and the Monkees
the
return.
Monkey. You know, we lost the Beatles a long time ago, but we've still got the Monkees.
That's one way to look at it.
and they're celebrating their 50th anniversary. They're celebrating the band's 50th anniversary with a new record. It's called Good Times, with an exclamation point. And it's got some original songs on it, some that they wrote themselves. But they also asked just some phenomenal musicians to write songs for them.
Which is how they were in the past.
Right. Do you think everyone knows who the Monkees are? Maybe we have anyone under the age of 20?
Look them up.
Yeah, Monkees. It's Monkees.
Right.
You know, just like how the Beatles had a little twist to their name. Anyway, so they've got this new record coming out called Good Times. They have Rivers Cuomo wrote a song for it of Weezer. Ben Gibbard, Death Cab for Cutie, he wrote a song for it. Noel Gallagher of Oasis and Paul Weller both collaborated and wrote songs for it. And then this song that was written by Andy Partridge.
Wow, of XTC?
Not of the Partridge family.
You had me for a minute.
No one of the Andy Partridge, not of the Partridge family, of the great band, the 70s band, XTC, wrote this song, and it is called, appropriately enough, You Bring the Summer.
I'll bring the chips and the
Sound pretty good. It's the three surviving members of the band. That's Mickey Dolenz. He's singing lead on that, and he's backed by Michael Nesmith and Peter Tork. The other guy in the band, Davy Jones, he passed away a few years ago, and so
he's posthumously on this record, though.
They did, they have an earlier record. They took an earlier recording they did with him, and they've included it on this album as well. The album Good Times.
I think that could have been a Neil Diamond song or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. It's so easy to laugh at this band and think of how playful they were, and that, knowing that it was all staged, it was kind of hard to take them seriously. But they had some pretty great songs.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
When I worked, I was a DJ at an oldies station back in the 80s, and I cannot tell you how many times I played Take the Last Train to Clarksville. I actually love that song, and Daydream Believer is a good tune.
Well, they had great writers of their songs. They had great musicians who helped them play the songs. They certainly did come into their own, but
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The Monkees, You Bring the Summer, from their new record, Good Times.
As that song was playing, I got an alert. It says, passing thunderstorms, small hail, 40, 50 mile per hour winds and gusts. See, what's happening right now is I talk to the wind, so to speak, as they would say.
Yeah.
This is the end.
This is Mother Nature's final,
push. Fireball's coming.
Before we see the giant fireball in the sky.
You bet.
Tomorrow.
You bet. I think before, and we should probably take a break.
All right, yeah, let's take a short break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Penguin Press, publisher of Porcelain, the new memoir from Moby. From suburban poverty and alienation to a life of beauty, squalor, and unlikely success, Moby's story is a timeless portrait of a young artist, as well as a love letter to the New York City club scene of the early 90s. Porcelain by Moby, available now wherever books are sold.
Robin Hill, do you remember about a year plus ago I played this song?
I don't know nothing about nothing but Mars.
Yeah, I remember this.
This is a Dia of Victoria,
yeah.
A song called Stuck in the South. Ann Powers and Julie Height were real big on this, helped turn me on to this. I've seen her now a handful of times, and just recently again she played a Tiny Desk concert. She played DC9, a great club here in Washington, D.C. Dia Victoria has an album. It just came out. Her debut album came out May 13th. It's called Beyond the Bloodhounds. Lots of styles she explores, including that sort of raunchy southern
sultry
sound she has. But I want to play something so you get a different sense of the range of Dia Victoria. I'm going to play a song off of the album that I like a lot poppier, and surprisingly so. It's called Mortimer's Blues, and this is Dia Victoria.
Heaven help me.
So, Adia Victoria, you can hear in that kind of raunchy guitar, though, it's very pretty, fun pop, almost 50s pop music.
Yeah, there, I can see what you say, yeah.
But you could see the kind of bluesy stuff that's in the song Stuck in the South a little in there, but she goes through lots of style changes on her new debut album, Beyond the Bloodhound. And Stuck in the South is on the record. We played that almost 2 years ago. I didn't realize that. It was 2 years. Almost
Blink.
Right? Yeah. That's what happens.
Well, I have some music from West Africa, some Tuareg music, which is, but sometimes, you
bluesy
know,
based,
yeah, bluesy based. This is a band from Algeria, a Tuareg band called Imarhan. The Tuaregs, they're nomadic people of the Saharan Desert region, mostly from Niger and Mali and Algeria. I think Tanarawin is probably the best known Tuareg band outside of Africa, a band that we featured on the show a lot. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find music that celebrates the spirit of humanity more, or that's more trance-inducing or life-affirming. It just feels like this music of West Africa just feels like the sound of love and community together. And it's perfect any time, right? Mm-hmm. It's great early morning music. It's great late night music. It's great alone music, alone time music. It's a great music for dancing and having a part. It's just the perfect music, and this band does it really well. Imarhan, they have a self-titled record out. It's their debut release. This is a younger band, a younger group of musicians. Tanarawin, they're sort of considered the elder statesman now of Tuareg music of West Africa, and this is a newer band, but a fantastic sound. It's just beautiful, and the song I want to play from them is called Asasomog.
By the time this show goes on the air, we will have done a live webcast from the Black Cat here in D.C. with car seat headrest. The whole thing will be on Facebook Live, something we tried out last week with Explosions in the Sky, and I heard it went really well. I was in Philly and missed it. But this week, car seat headrest.
Well, I think that band has put out maybe the album of the decade this year, Teens of Denial.
Wow. I was going to go for the year, but...
Oh, certainly the year.
That's, yeah. Not a given, huh?
Yeah, that's not awesome. Even for debate. Anyway, Imarhan.
Take care, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Asosa maga harkuk mushana diwana akadin zijami sanana sijata akadin zijami sanana sijata asosa maga harkuk mushana diwana akadin zijami sanana sijata akadin zijami sanana sijata. Sanana sijata
نزیه.